I doubt if I'll do much better than anyone else as far as being legible. I met Vicki when she was 17. My son was 18, my baby son, and they were babies together. They met, they liked each other, and they later loved each other. And that has never stopped. You don't because you leave someone. You don't have children by this person and create a family together with another family and ever, ever lose them. You should never lose them. I never lost Vicki. I never lost her. I loved her, and I know Vicki loved me. We went through a lot together. We went through so many hard years, and good years, and she was one of the sweetest people I ever met. Oh, she had a temper, believe you me, you didn't step on that temper, but she sure was a sweet, wonderful girl. I loved her when I first met her, like I said, and I've never stopped loving her. And I know that God loves her. She's going to make a really cute little angel in heaven for him. And I know he's going to be really proud of her. I love my family. My family loves the other family, Marilyn. I've known so long, her mama, Mike. We were all young together. And we had some good times. Boy, we had some rip-roaring times at times, but I'm telling you, we stayed together, we stayed friends all these years, and they always will be my friends as long as they're willing to be my friend. And I just want you to know that Vicki, even though it hurts so bad, children, I know it does. I've gone through this, I know how it hurts. But believe you, if you really, really can just maybe salve your wounds with the thought that your mother was in so much pain, and she is so much better off with God and being whole again and happy. And you know he's going to take care of her better than we ever could. So, as I said, we love her. We're going to miss her terribly. Good gravy, she was such a personality that you didn't miss Vicki, you know? So we're going to miss her really bad, but we're all going to love her forever. Thank you.